part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
We got to go. The president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, Hour 2, off and running from New York, and we're grateful that you're with us. I don't know if, did the camera show that, man, Times Square is just crazy tonight. Stevie B, what's going on down there?
Nice weather here in New York.
I guess, yeah, and it's the best city in the world if it's a nice night.
Sure.
Because you
when
can walk.
When it's cool and it's not too humid.
Oh, it's just.
Big Apple.
It's the, yeah, come see us. In fact, somebody wrote, and we didn't get back to them in time, but they were like, yeah, we're in from Tennessee, and we're here for. You guys ever allow people to come by and watch the show?
Oh wow!
I think we may. I think we may be able to open that up here pretty soon.
Yeah, they just it's $100 a head.
goes directly to the Stevie B Food Fund.
Yeah,
which isn't designed to feed starving kids. It's just Stevie B's food fund.
You know, my gluten-free banana chocolate chip muffin is off camera over here.
Right.
Can't see it.
I don't think it's gluten-free. I don't think it's sugar-free.
Oh, no, but it is.
I
didn't say sugar-free. I mean,
yeah, right.
Spanky, be reasonable. Are we going to the phones?
Yeah, let's do it. It's a brand new hour. If you're just joining us from wherever, we are talking about this story out of Pennsylvania. And it's a very odd story. These two men that fell in love with each other in that gay way 45 years ago at a bar. Because often you meet the love of your life at a bar. It's just the way it works. And they ended up 45 years together. Now they're all worried about inheritance tax and who's going to pay what. And they found out that if one of them was the other one's son, they could only pay 4%. Whereas if they were just friends and they had to write a will, they would have to pay 15% of the inheritance on the inheritance tax. So saving that 11%, they went and pursued an adoption procedure, which then the judge granted, reminding them that adoption is forever and they don't undo adoption. It's not like marriage. You can't get a divorce once you're adopted.
Now, I just want to quickly just touch on something we spoke on in the break,
yes,
which is adoption to you is a very personal thing.
Yep.
And to all of our listeners who have been touched, obviously, in the wonderfully blessing-type way of adoption, we would imagine that this is something very concerning to you.
Does it cheapen the entire idea of what adoption is for these two guys to do this and for a court to buy into it?
No.
Okay. Quickly, let's go to the phones. Line 3, Spiros has been holding in New Orleans, listening on Sirius 131. Hey, Spiros, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for your patience.
No, not a problem. So I think this, the feat of, what is it, that Defense of Marriage Act,
mm-hmm.
I think it's just, like you said, it's just the start of it. Really, you know, in the Christian faith, I think they're just going to try to start telling us what you can and cannot say, really. And I think that's what it amounts to. And I think part of it is money. The other part, I think, is just plain old control. We don't like you. I mean, you stand for these moral truths, and we just don't like it.
We don't like your idea of morality. We don't like your book. We don't like your God, and we don't want to have to be told anything that any of that says. So we want to shut it down, and I think they're going to try to get that done through hate crimes laws. I think that's the way it's gone in the other countries where they've already traveled this path.
Yeah, I mean, they've been trying to shut it down. I mean, I think ever since Obama got in office, all the evangelical Christians, a lot of them were audited, and they had to hire attorneys, especially the big-time, huge pastors. I just think it's just more of it.
Yeah.
And infringement of our, right to assemble together, et cetera. They're just going to come with it.
Spiros, what about this story out of Pennsylvania? What's your thought on that specifically?
I mean, I just think it's twisted. Personally, I think the whole gay lifestyle is twisted. But if you choose to be gay, et cetera, I don't care. I mean, honestly. But if you're going to come after my, you know, Christian values and marriage and the way that I live my life, no thank you. I don't support all that.
All right,
Spiro.
Thanks for the call, Spiro.
Thanks for your patience.
Thanks for listening.
Line one, Ralph in Red Bank, New Jersey, listening
Ralphie.
To our flagship AM 970.
It's the only one I want to hear, sir.
I'm good, Ralphie boy.
I always look forward to talking to you if you had a good Baldwin.
Thank you, Ralph. And you're the good Ralph out of Red Bank.
Yeah, and this week he looked like the angelic Baldwin, but we won't go there.
All right. Here's my comment regarding this issue, right? Obama made these people do this ever since he breaks the rule of, you know, the same-sex marriage, for one, okay? And my question that's foremost on my mind that has not been asked before is this, okay? Gay as a group of people in this country, do they ever going to come to terms and realize that Obama is actually exploiting them to advance his own political agenda?
Ralph, pick any group. Pick Latinos, pick African Americans, pick, you know, unions, pick business leaders, pick the church, pick Rick Warren. He's exploited everybody that he's ever come into contact with to advance his career.
that speaks volume to the personality of this man, Obama. He's an opportunist. He is a manipulative, and he is a wicked...
No, Ralph, thank you for the call. You're exactly right. He used third graders,
right,
to introduce Pride Day in the White House. They had him read the introduction. Third graders! Why are we here, Mom? What's the thing about why all these people are here? Of course, I'm sure those third graders knew. Whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
But why? Why are we... Oh. Yeah, there's been no stone unturned that he hasn't been willing to exploit on some level. Did you know he recruited the NBA and he's trying to recruit the NFL to propagate Obamacare to the American people?
Makes perfect sense to him.
I mean, get LeBron out there singing your praises.
Hey, kids, learn how to slam dunk like me. Sign up for Obamacare today. We be all good.
That was a pretty good impersonation.
He does have an extremely low voice, if you ever heard LeBron speak. You never heard him speak.
I don't have television.
So, okay, but you somehow...
On the internet.
Okay, there you go. Let's go to Ken in Detroit, line two. Hi, Ken. Welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Yeah, I just had to call in and say I'm not surprised with this whole adult adoption. I mean, but let's face it. If we throw God out of society, now I'm a Christian, we throw God out of society, all we have left is trash. And so when it comes to morality, unfortunately, in society today, anything goes. And let's just say that God is going to owe Sodom and Gomorrah an apology.
It gets pretty weird, doesn't it, Ken? I mean, you start taking out the moral restraints in the world, and it just gets kind of nuts after a while.
Well, here's the thing we have to keep in mind. The God who gave us morality, the God who gave us marriage, and the God who put us on a really tight moral tightrope as far as how we were to live our lives, he's still in control. And all these people out there who are choosing to, you know, give him the finger to say, we reject you, well, someday they're going to have to answer for what they're doing today.
Well, Ken, thank you for the call. We all are on some level. You know, there's going to be that day of reckoning. And the thing about it, Stephen, and we were talking about this a little bit during that top of the hour break, none of us can pay the price for our own sin. That's the problem. Our sin is greater than the redemption necessary that we can generate on our own behalf.
Right.
So there has to be a God for there to be justice. There has to be a God for ultimately the scales of justice to be balanced.
Right.
Because we could never come to that place of justice individually. And I don't know. I have an adopted son. I am an adopted son. I believe in adoption. I believe that when a state like Pennsylvania does this kind of stuff, it just turns it into it's just so bizarre.
Which was interesting too in the break, because you said not only is this making a mockery in our natural realm of adoption, but even biblically as Christians,
yeah.
God in His adoption of us,
right?
Just in every way, utilizing the thought of adoption, this is just...
Let's just nullify the meaning of everything significant before the world ends. Because it seems like that's the path we're on. 888-340-3373. Your thoughts next.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE. 33938.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. The number's 888-340-3373. Are we going back to the phones, Kevo?
Well, yeah, but let's tell people what we're talking about.
Okay.
There's these two guys in Pennsylvania. They met at a bar 45 years ago, fell in love with each other, became gay lovers, and have lived this life for some 40 years now. Now they're a little bit up in years, and the one who's 65 wants to adopt, has adopted, the one who is 73. And they went before the judge. They asked their attorney, we don't have to tell him we're gay, do we? And the attorney said, no, but if he asks your orientation, you have your under oath, so you better tell the truth. So evidently they didn't. The judge didn't ask. But he did ask, why are you wanting to adopt this guy? Never done an adult adoption before. Not something they see in the family court every day.
And he answered.
He said he didn't. He said, we're concerned about end-of-life tax advantages. And the judge went, oh, okay.
Explain that to the judge.
Well, he said, no, actually what he said was, because it's our only legal option to protect ourselves from Pennsylvania's inheritance taxes. That was the statement he gave back to the judge.
Wow.
Which is not true. Like, an inheritance tax, I mean, 15%, maybe you think that's really punitive. I don't know if it is or not. I've never inherited anything. But 15% versus 4%, if he's an adopted child, then he only pays 4% in inheritance. So to save 11%, the one side of this gay couple said, I will adopt you as my son. Now, if you don't think words mean anything and concepts don't mean anything and legal standings don't mean anything and courts don't mean anything and laws don't mean anything, then there's no there with this story. But if you care about truth, if you care about adoption, if you care about families, if you care about not encouraging a society where fathers are sleeping with sons in a sexual manner, then you're bound to have an opinion about this story. So
yeah.
I'm curious, that's being the reserved Kevin.
Hopefully.
888-340-3373. Now, watching on TV channel 47.2 in Gun Barrel City, Texas, is Billy on line one. Billy, welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough Live. We're glad you're with us.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can. Where is Gun Barrel City? I want to know where Gun Barrel City is.
Gun Barrel City is about 60 miles south, east of Dallas, Texas.
Okay, 60 miles east, wow. So you're not far from, like, Tyler or Longview or some of those places.
No, we're about 60 miles west of Tyler, and we're close to Longview.
I know my Texas geography. I know
that.
Right. So what do you think of this story? What do you make of this story?
Well, I think this story is tragic. And I think that the Christian army soldiers of Jesus Christ that fell asleep is the reason
mm-hmm.
that we're in this situation today.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that if Christians would stand up,
mm-hmm.
vote, I believe if they would get on city councils and get on school boards and live out what the Bible says, that we wouldn't be in this shape.
Maybe become judges.
We're not doing that.
Maybe become good attorneys and judges.
Become attorneys, become judges, and allow Jesus Christ to rule and reign. But we're not doing that, and so it's just gotten completely out of hand.
Mm.
Thank you, Billy. Thanks for watching
us.
Please spread the word. We're happy to be on the UAN, and I'm glad that you're getting us there, 60 miles east of Dallas. Thank you so much. Let's go to line two, Annie. One of our other favorite callers from WNYM country in New York, from the Bronx. Hey,
what's
Annie?
Up, Annie?
Hey, what's up, guys? You guys are off today, though. My cousin, who's just a beautiful person, and she's been in a very...
Annie, hold on a second. Hey, hold on a second. Hold on a second. We're telling you a story about two men that have been sleeping together for 40 years, and now one wants to become the other one's daddy, literally, and you're saying that Steven and I are the ones that are off?
Well, my cousin's been in a deep relationship with my cat for about 22 years now, and they've adopted me because I'm very unhappy with my father, you know, for being an Obama supporter, and we happen to be very happy together, and I find it offensive. My cat and my cousin have turned out to be very good parents to me, so long, you know, I feed my... Father,
he's
the father of the relationship like that.
Oh, Annie, we love you, Annie. We love you, Annie.
Oh, you're too much, girl.
You know, once we spoke a long time ago, and one of the points that we agreed on was that once we broke the definition of marriage or any other word that's so fundamental and crucial to any foundation, is anything goes after that. Anything, and this story is now, I can't even get mad at it. It's in the realm of the ridiculous that it's funny. I can't even get sad over it. I know innately that it's sad, but it's so ridiculous.
It's not, well, Annie, I'm not sad. I'm just sitting here going, what planet did I wake up on today?
Yeah.
Like, where you have two guys sexually sleeping together for 40 years, and a judge goes, well, why don't you become father and son?
You see that everything is just so broken down, and God knows only. I can't even imagine where that can break down even further from there. So there's no cross at all. You just keep on doing everything.
There's no barriers.
Nothing has any meaning.
There's no barriers anymore. Nobody wants to have. That's right. Thank you, Annie, for the call. So gracious of you to listen to us so faithfully, and we're grateful for it. Let's go back to the phones, 888-340-3373. Why do you keep getting up and going to the door?
Oh, just because I'm feeling Jack Rabbity.
I guess. Sounds like he'll be in a Pennsylvania court soon. Let's go to line three, Dave in Indiana.
No,
hey, welcome.
No. We're going to talk with...
we don't have anybody else.
Yeah, we don't have anybody else. But this, obviously the callers are... in agreement with us, for the most part.
Annie pulled one on us. That was fun.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
Her cousin
Annie,
and her
if
cat.
If you can think of it, I just made a request with the screener to get some information from you. So if you get this caller back, that was why
he
I
wants
was jumping
more of your red sauce, Annie. That's
yeah,
I mean.
Hook me up. But give a call back to the screener, Annie, because we got a question. Thank you.
But see, here's one of the problems. There's a whole list of them on this story. It is apparent that these men were trying to game the system. They asked their attorney, do we have to come out and tell him that we're gay? The reason we're doing this is to avoid paying inheritance taxes.
Mm-hmm.
It's selfishness. It's the view of, I don't want to have to do my part, and I don't want to have to be accountable.
But let me ask you a question. Can a judge, if I'm the judge in that situation, and I say, why are you doing this? And they say it's the only legal way for us to avoid this tax reality. If I'm a judge, can I turn around and just kind of put it all on hold until I research? Like, if
you could have. This judge signed the papers, turned around, and said to the 65-year-old, congratulations, it's a boy.
Whoa!
We'll be right back. He's Baldwin, I'm McCullough.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Val Air Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel. Speaking about natural, healthy living, the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. It's just been an awesome show. Our number is 888-340-3373.
For those of you watching in Texas on the TV screen, that shot of Times Square is insane.
Yeah, it's just...
it's like New Year's Eve down there almost without
people.
The barricades.
Party people.
It is getting busy. Anyway, we welcome you to the Extreme Media Studios of New York, and we're glad that you're with us every Saturday night, 9 to 11. And to those of you listening by radio all across the country, 300-plus stations, Sirius XM, satellite, all of North America, down to Mexico City, all the way up into Canada. Welcome from wherever you are. We are glad that you're here. And we're talking about something that I really... of all the topics you could have ever predicted that I would have ever talked about when I started out in talk radio.
Oh, you couldn't have predicted this one, baby.
I couldn't have drawn this one up if I had tried. these two dudes fell in dude love in Pittsburgh 40 years ago. They've been in dude love ever since. And in the concern of passing on the dude inheritance to the other dude in dude love, they went to the judge and they said, "We don't have to tell him that we're in dude love, do we?" And the attorney said, "No, but if he does ask you about your preference, you better be honest about that because you are under oath." And he didn't end up asking about them. He said, he did say, "I'm really curious why you're adopting someone who's 8 years older than you." And John said, "Well, I'm adopting Gregory because it's our only legal option to protect ourselves from Pennsylvania's inheritance taxes."
I feel a song coming on.
I don't think he added that part.
You're a dude.
The judge then agreed to sign the adoption papers.
We belong together.
On the spot. Now, see, there's another act of injustice there. Yes. If you go through the adoption process, most times parents have to prove to the state that they are worthy people of character. You have to go through.
Dude eternity.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Because nobody was getting what you were doing.
I know, but I just...
See, when all the staff isn't laughing...
I don't care!
Yeah. Which is true.
Dude!
But the point being that the judge obviously didn't care about the character of the...
No, but that's the other thing that just... Like, I asked you in the break. So, let me get this right. So, it's a judge... And a judge can go, now, hold on.
Right.
Like, who are you, and how do you guys know each other, and wait a second, and you're saying that the reason that motivates this is, it's...
Taxes.
No. Their quote is, this was the only legal way...
Right.
...for us to legally save this 11% in taxes.
Right.
And if I'm a judge, can I go, okay... Y'all come back in a week, because I want to review all this.
Right.
And you said... This judge...
He didn't. He signed it on the spot. And yeah. I know a lot of people that have adopted children, like in normal adoption, like, you know, in the sense of it being actually quite important and sacred and honorable in the family's life. And you've got to go through mountains of paperwork.
Sure.
You've got to prove who you are.
Yeah.
And, you know, I did an international adoption. That was five times worse.
And I'm actually shocked that our number is 888-340-3373. We haven't gotten a phone call from anybody.
Does this make just a complete mockery of adoption altogether?
Where are the adoption parents here in listening to the program that are not calling in here just to say what their opinion is?
Yeah.
If you adopted someone...
If you've seen adoption close up in your family, very curious in your perspective on this story as well. Let's go to line three. Dave is calling from Indiana, and he's listening to WGTK out of Kentucky. So, Dave, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough.
Good evening, gentlemen. I find all this really disturbing. I am a victim of identity theft, and as a Christian, I've always paid my full freight tax wise and everything else, and never, you know, expected anything less of the government but to enforce the laws. But
sure.
Now it's like everybody else is a protected victim class, and everybody gets to cheat and, you know, just do whatever they want with the law, but yet somehow I've got to jump through all these hoops. Mm. And I'm afraid that it's going to end up where that there's going to be, you know, abuse of adoption laws, and you're going to have a lot of these kids ending up in the hands of people that should not be adopting children.
Well, I mean, if this doesn't make a complete... laughable mockery of the state of Pennsylvania and how closely they judge adoption, I don't know what does. I mean, there's no due diligence done on this case. And it's not because you are actually worried about an actual child's welfare here. That's part of the problem. It's so laughable on the surface. It's so ridiculous on its face that everyone knows this is just a sham. It's just a ruse. There's no real there.
There should be judicial review and removal of this.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. It's like widespread.
Absolutely. No, I appreciate your clarity on that, Dave. That's great. Thanks for the call. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Back with Baldwin and McCullough here on Baldwin McCullough Live every Saturday.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Kevin McCullough sent you.
Up is down, down is up. Dad is son, son is dad. Both are married to each other, or they want to be. They live like they are. It's really weird. And that was just the first hour on Baldwin McCullough tonight. Hi, welcome. The final few minutes of Saturday night. We're glad you're with us. Well, we got, 16 minutes left in the broadcast. 888-340-3373. Have you been a part of an adoption? Have you known somebody who was a part of an adoption? Is adoption sacred? Is there something special about it that should be protected? These two gay men in Pennsylvania self-identify that way, and they went from being people that were living together romantically, sexually, et cetera, to now wanting to adopt one of the other, and to do so to cheat the 11% difference in the inheritance tax that they would get, because if you just leave it to your friend, you pay 15%. If you leave it to your son, only 4%. The problem is the judge says, you know, now adoption is permanent. It never goes back. These men have been sexually involved for 45 years. Should that be taken into account? Should that judge have even allowed this to occur? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Does it make a complete mockery of everything that adoption is to allow this situation to unfold? A lot of people say, well, you allow marriage to be changed and then this wouldn't happen. Well, what's wrong with just paying the inheritance tax at 15%? Is that, like, really going to kill anybody? 888-340-3373. I just don't know why we have to throw out all of the rules of morality. Why do we have to? Why do we just have to give up on everything related to anything that is holy and sacred to appease everyone in the culture? Because it seems like that's where we're at. Line one, Frank, Redding, California, listening on Sirius. Thank you for being here. You're on Baldwin McCullough Live.
Hey, guys. How are you this evening?
Good.
It's so absurd, but it doesn't surprise me. I mean, the moral depravity that we're coming to in this country. For example, I was texting some people from my church, and these are guys in my ministry, and it just shows how political correctness is just seeping into the church. You know, I was just trying to commiserate with them about some of the things that happened with DOMA, and they wrote me back, and they're calling me a legalist, calling me a hate monger, that I'm judgmental. And if this is happening in a church with the Bible believing in a Calvary Chapel church, imagine what's happening in the world. It's just unbelievable what we're coming to.
Well, we're literally now sanctifying fathers having sex with sons. I mean, that's what this case in Pennsylvania essentially codifies into law. Thanks for thanks for the call, Frank. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, I've gotten to that point, Stephen. I'm no longer in the secular political world. I'm no longer criticizing people with conspiracy theories. Because I think we've just so gone over the waterfall, you know, naked in the barrel, just out over Niagara Falls this year in terms of like, okay, there's no reason not to believe that the government is after me in every way possible, that they're tracking my phone calls and internet keystrokes and everything else. So I just let people say whatever they think their conspiracy is, because it could be true.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing now in the moral universe. I will be considered a hateful person for asking the question, is it appropriate for a judge to allow these men to adopt one another for the purposes of the text? People will say, I'm being hateful. I'm being uncaring. I'm not taking into consideration the compassion needed for these two men to do whatever.
To do what they need to do.
But I'm sitting there going, but wait a second. Adoption means something. Marriage means something. Family means something. And these are the building blocks of how normal society perpetuates itself.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a society that is only made up of people that are involved in same-gender attraction, you're not going to perpetuate a society. Not naturally. Technology or other things you may have to use, but you're not naturally. It won't self-develop. The nuclear family has always been that pivotal part of every culture, every country, every nation that has then moved that nation on to the next generation of survival.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at the point now where we're like, well, we don't care about survival. We don't care about morals. We don't care about anything. We just don't care. We're just at that point. And now we don't care what adoption means. And we don't care if it, as long as somebody can save 11% on their taxes. That's all it's all about. It's about money. It's about my rights. That's all it's about.
Well, what was it? Who was it? Was it Frank or somebody else that said, what could we do in reaction to this judge's decision?
Well, Dave said we need to, we should put the judge under review, like a superior either a body of voters or a higher level judge. Somebody should hold that judge accountable and say, does this really coincide with the laws and the standards by which the Pennsylvania courts are upheld by?
Mm-hmm.
Gary, New York City, listening to AM 970, The Answer. Welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough. Hi.
Hi. What about the laws against incest now that these are father and son?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, this is now an adoptive father and son now.
Correct.
So what about the laws now that they're having gay sex? Now, what about the laws against incest?
Well, and you would think that those should be enforced. I would think they should be enforced.
Right.
But do you think there's any chance in heck that that's going to happen?
This is a strange world we live in.
Gary, well, that's the understatement of
Gary,
the night.
Gary, welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live.
Yeah.
We delight in finding the strange parts of life. But you're right, Gary. I mean, it's beyond, and we've got a problem with your phone lines. We're going to let you go, but thanks for the, but that's, Stephen, the more the people, the longer you just take a few minutes to think about this story, the more layers of like totally whacked up this story gives you. makes adoption useless, or at least very unimportant. Means family structure doesn't really count for anything. And it really just says, well, if you want to cheat to get around the laws, that's okay to do, too. Because, you know, just go in and just say you're going to adopt him.
Right.
You know, just become his dad. You're not going to really become his dad? Really? You're going to really become his dad? You're going to, hey, son, you're 8 years older than me, but I'm going to give you some fatherly advice today. That's not going to happen.
Well, and isn't there the possibility for somebody, hypothetically, to document their behavior after this in such a way to see that there's fraudulent?
But who's going to put a 65-year-old and a 73-year-old in jail? In this day and age, when you can't touch someone that's involved in homosexuality in any way, because they'll just crucify you if that's the case. I don't know. Anyway, more of your calls, 888-340-3373. He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. We're glad you're with us.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friend AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, we don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare, they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a united voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything?
Think again.
You need rescue tape, the ultimate emergency repair tape, used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees, waterproofs electrical connections, and even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
86.
Ricky. Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough live. Boy, oh boy.
Man, does the show go by fast.
Yeah, and what a very interesting program this evening.
Bizarre. Let's go back to the phones because there's a couple people that want to weigh in on it yet. Let's go to Barbara in Amarillo, Texas, listening on Sirius XM.
How are you doing?
Hey, Barbara, we're doing well.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Can you hear us?
Oh, a little bit.
Okay.
So anyways, let me tell you what. I listen to you guys every Saturday night, and I love you dearly.
Thank you.
So So now that I've sat here and got myself all nervous and was trying to think of what I was going to say and how I wanted to say it and then got nervous and forgot how I was going to say it, I guess I'll just say, you know, I'm against same-sex marriages, and I'm a Christian. But I think this is kind of funny. But I think probably what the guys did, I mean, we probably know that they're past the point of
Don't say it. Don't say it, Barbara. Don't say it. Charlie Chaplin fathered kids into his 90s, as did Larry King.
Well, I walk in on my parents when they're but taking a nap together. My dad's sitting on the couch or the chair. My mom's in the other chair. My dad says, oh, dear, you caught us sleeping together. We're going to have a kid now. Or your mom's probably pregnant now.
Thanks, Barbara. Appreciate it. I don't think that's the... Hey, look, when I'm 65 and the lovely bride, she's still going to be, you know, however many years younger than me. I'm not, no. It still works. Angie, Virginia, welcome. You may be our last caller on this tonight. Glad you're with us. Baldwin McCullough, hi.
Hi. I listen to you guys and I love your show.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I'm a Christian. I'm totally against same-sex marriage. But my question with this case is, since they deliberately set out to deceive this judge anyway, is it possible that this judge did not know that they were gay lovers?
That is intimated in the story that ABC had online. The problem is when they say we're trying to protect ourselves from Pennsylvania's inheritance taxes, said John, the adoptive father. He then says, and the judge got it immediately. So he's kind of wink-winking like, oh, well, we didn't officially tell him, but he kind of understood it. That plus the lemon chiffon outerwear that they had on in the court that day. I wasn't supposed to tell what they were wearing.
And do you think it's possible, and I'm not excusing it, but do you think that this gay lesbian stuff is such a political hot button that, you know, these judges are scared to go near it? They're scared to tell them.
I wouldn't be surprised at all if there was some of that going on from time to time. That's just my opinion, though.
And is there any recourse? And if there is, who's the one that has to, you know, who do we petition? Who do we call?
Let's just stop putting judges on benches that will do this kind of stuff. I think that would be a good place to start. Angie, thank you for your kind words, and thanks for listening. It's fun to be with you every Saturday night.
You really...
Interesting discussion tonight.
Yeah, you really hit it out of the park tonight.
He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. See you next Saturday.
God bless.
Over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
For a while.